We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show. Yeah, please rate, review, like, do what you got to do wherever you're at right now. You can reach out to us, of course, bpscrasher@gmail.com and also 402-915-0962. That's the party line. It's the magical party line. By the way, at Lancer Tickets, we got four packs of tickets, all right? They're having a homestand this weekend right here in Omaha. Friday, it's Des Moines, and then Saturday, it's Tri-Cities. So If you want to win those tickets, go to bigpartyshow.com and hit up contests, and then you're good to go. How's your throat? You ready for some motivation?
I'm good. I'm back to 100%. So excited.
Okay. That's good news.
I know. I'm like giddy.
Yeah.
And you swallow and like, that's the thing is that you're so used to it hurting that every time it doesn't, you kind of brace for it. You're like, okay. And then it doesn't. You're like, what? Are we back to normal? This is pretty exciting.
Well, good. That's good news. Some people are asking about it and stuff. I'm like, I have no idea. When she swallows, she has this big lump in her throat and she gave it a weird name. So that's about
so
all.
There's that.
There's that. All right. So you're going to pick your fungus again. What's left is you got athlete's feet or you got ringworm. I just saw, I don't know if I didn't look up ringworm, but I just saw some pop up on my social media saying that this is the largest ringworm they've ever seen. And I saw it. I was like, oh, my God, maybe I never did have ringworm. I don't know. But yeah.
My phone is listening to you.
Yeah, you got to pick. You got to pick which one. Which one do you want to have?
I'll take athlete's foot. This ringworm thing's really sketching me out.
All right. Here's athlete's foot for you.
Life is like a wiener.
What?
Sometimes it's up and sometimes it's down. But it'll never be hard forever.
Sick.
Everything's gonna be okay.
What? Oh my God, that's terrible.
Yeah, life is like a wiener. Awful. So there's a lot of truth in that, right? I mean, it's not hard all the time.
I honestly have no concept. Nothing. None. No.
Okay, yeah. Well, of course not. You don't. I mean, how would you?
Exactly.
You know, so yeah, there you go. We'll take the old athlete's foot off the list. And that means Friday, we're going to go right into
Ringworm Friday.
Yeah. And employee of the month. We have an employee of the month coming up here.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about it is that you don't have to sit through all the months now because we're just going to start.
Oh, because we're resetting?
Yeah, we're resetting.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And you'll find out. We'll all find out here on Friday. It could be anybody. It could be a party crasher. It could be anyone in general.
Wait, what? You know? It could be a party crasher? Mean? I'm competing against listeners now?
Oh, don't God. Treat listeners like they're listeners. No, they're party
I'm just
crashers.
Saying I'll never win at this rate. Ever. Ever, well, ever, ever, ever. We just keep opening it up. We're like, soon it's just going to be the general population.
No.
We're going to open it up to everybody at SeaWorld.
Let I'm just saying it could be. No, it wouldn't be like that because of the fact that they're not party crashers. See, this is a team effort. The whole thing's a team.
It is.
You know, and so therefore, if there's somebody that needs to be recognized as an employee of the month because of the good deeds that they maybe do for the show or whatever the case is. Yeah, there it is. And if Molly, you can just go buy yourself an Employee of the Month shirt
it's
if you really
the
want
same.
It that bad.
Stolen valor. What are you talking about? Go outside and buy my. Oh, you guys got Employee of the Month? You're like, I self appointed. I mean, I'm not.
Well,
you.
Yeah. That's what I'm. It can be self. That's what I'm telling everybody. We have them on our merch store. Don't sit there and wait for someone to tell you that you did a good job. If you feel like you've done a good job, and there are a lot of party crashers that have bought that shirt, they're wearing it at schools and everything like that because they are recognizing themselves as employee of the month. It's just not a one person game anymore. You don't get that, you know, you don't get the corporate people.
Effort.
It's a team effort. But if you feel like you deserve it at your current position, then get it. Just go buy the shirt and wear it. People ask questions all the time whenever I wear mine.
Really?
Yes, they do. They go, did you really get employee of the month?
You're like, yeah, I voted for myself. And then I went ahead and gave myself a t-shirt. You're like, oh, okay. Makes a little bit more sense now.
That's
that makes
a
little
truth.
Bit more sense than the fact that you actually got the employee of the month.
Oh, people ask. Yeah. And I'm like, and then one time we're walking down the street and they asked if I really got it and who appointed me. And I pointed to the sweet Wylene. She's HR. She'd be a part of it as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's a proud winner. Your husband's a winner. Your cat's a winner. My dogs are winners.
Both of them.
We got all kinds of winners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
It's a thing. Grace, she's so got it.
Why don't you ever wear the you seem to always wear the same t-shirts on the show.
What do you mean?
Like I know you shirt? Have more like I've seen Ween more times.
Have you really? I'm wearing a shirt, a band called Ween, for those of you not watching.
Which, by the way,
there's a lot of
when was
not
the last
watching.
Time they came out with an album?
I don't know. I saw him a couple years ago. Yeah, I saw him in Vegas. That's how I ended up with the shirt.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Right. Wylene's a big fan of Ween.
Okay.
Yeah, at least she was until we went to the show. I don't know if she still
didn't
feels
like
the
it
same
afterwards.
Way. I didn't care for it. It was too long. I mean, it was like it was a jam band. There was moments where I was kind of like, all right, we can end this song. Next. We end up leaving.
Really?
Yeah.
You left it was the concert?
Yes, because it's just there's this place called Brooklyn Bowl. Anybody going to Vegas, you need to go there. It's a bowling alley that has a giant stage and everything. You know, it's super cool. Mm-hmm. But they have a lot of acts there. And we saw that Ween was going to be there one time when we were in Vegas. So we're just like, hey, let's go check it out. So we went and, you know, I got a shirt before. If I would have waited till the end, I wouldn't have gotten a shirt because I would have just left and been pissed off. So they got my money ahead of time. But yeah, they would play a song and it turned into a jam band. Molly, it was ridiculous. I don't mind jam bands, but I wasn't there for that. It's like, you don't have enough music.
Keep it rolling. Chop, chop. People have got gambling to do.
Yeah, if you don't have enough music, don't extend it. I mean, I get it. These bands like to do that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure there's bands that you love that you would love to just sit there and let them just play one song for 15 minutes. Is there?
I don't know.
See?
That is very self-indulgent. I mean, you are mm-hmm. kind of like, especially
that's a high guy thing. You got to be high. That's a high thing. High people go to jam bands.
Okay.
That's what they do. Like Fish.
They're okay. All
like
right.
Like that. Like those kind
of
bands.
Yeah, that's never been my thing. Like, never.
It hasn't. Okay. No.
Jam band sounds like a nightmare to me. That sounds seriously like my own. Yes. Like when I go to hell and they're like, here's the music lounge. It'll just be jam band. I'll be like, let me out. They're like, you shouldn't have done all that stuff. Jam band forever. The song never ends. They're going to play an extended version of the song that you didn't even like to begin with.
Yeah. But you know what? Back to the shirt. I do have a lot of shirts, and it's funny you say this because I went and switched my shirt before we started podcasting.
Really?
And I grabbed a shirt that I felt, it used to be my Doodle Dad shirt, but it's been washed so much that the sticker, you know, the thing is wore off. So now it's practically just a shirt and I look like a bum. So I grabbed this shirt and I thought the same exact thing that you said.
Really?
I think I wear the same shirts. I have so many shirts. I have tons of t-shirts, but I just grabbed the ones that I feel that are, I don't know why. Don't you just have your regular rotation?
I'm rotating.
I do.
Though.
I need to switch up. I need to just start going through all of my shirts because
do a purge. Because there's got to be ones where you're like, I'm done. Like, I mean, I know you love the Doodle Dad, but I mean, I know you love the Doodle Dad. But if it's like tired and sad, you're never gonna wear it. I mean, that or you're gonna wear it to like do lawn work. You're not gonna like wear it out. So why is it in the rotation? Don't let it take up space.
Wylene, we have a like an out, I would say a rack, a shirt rack in the other office where I have all my shirts hanging.
You hang so your t-shirts?
Wylene does, because I don't have any room for shirts
you
anymore.
Don't have a drawer?
That's how many t-shirts I have. No, that's how many t-shirts I have. And so she, we somehow got this rack. It's pretty cool. And mm-hmm. so she just took all my t-shirts and hung them up, because I think the reason being is that I was wearing the same stinking shirts.
And apparently you still are, even though she got this handy dandy hook thing.
Yeah.
Like, so you're like, I think that's thanks. Why. She's like, the point of it was that you would rotate. And you're like, I just keep going to the same hook.
Uh-huh. I know. It's a circle too, Molly. It's like a circle. Is? Yes, it's cool. It's just a circle.
You got to post a picture. I have no idea of what you're talking about. I can't even imagine.
All right. I'll get a picture for you. But yeah, so anyway, she put all the shirts on there because, mm-hmm. you know, when you're, and that was my bitch. It was like, it's in the drawer. So therefore I'm grabbing the top shirt every time. I don't go strumming through it. So I've already purged through all my shirts. Anyway, so she hung up all the shirts and now they're color coordinated. Yeah, I know. I hear you. I'm like, this is cool. So it's all black. And then you have the other colors and then the other colors and then the other colors wrapped around the thing. And so, yeah. But I generally gravitate towards that, the red type shirt.
Okay.
For some reason, because of the fact that I don't want to look like what I call a blueberry. I don't want to wear like black sweats and a black shirt. Or blue shorts and a blue shirt. I call that the blueberry. I tell Wylene all the time, do not let me dress like a blueberry.
She's like, okay. No jam bands. No blueberry. No blueberry jam. I get it. She's like, God, who did I marry? Yeah. This guy is, he's got a lot of rules.
I think the shirt I wear the most is the interlude shirt.
Really?
Yeah, I wear that a whole lot. I'd love to have an Amsterdam falafel shirt. I haven't been offered one of those yet.
I can't believe that you don't have one yet.
Yeah, give it to me. I don't pay for shirts.
No, I know. I mean, Anne would give you one. I mean, it's not, trust me. I mean, I don't think that's the issue.
I should just ask people, shouldn't I? If I go into a place and they have a shirt, I should say, you know what? I don't pay for shirts. Can I have an extra large? I'll wear it.
Can't argue with that. Give the man a shirt and a free sandwich, apparently. He doesn't pay for those either.
Yeah, so I wear the same shirts. And I probably got about 50 or 60 of them. So,
my God.
Uh-huh.
What do you need 50 and 60 shirts if you're only wearing 7?
I can say the same thing about your jackets, Molly. Don't even walk down that road.
What are you talking about? I
You have a lot of jackets.
Mm-hmm.
You have jackets that you wore once. You bought a big old white jetsi. All right.
I've worn that a couple times.
Now you know. Now you know. So
I've worn that a couple times.
You got jacket. Like, shoes are a good example, too. How many? Do you have a lot of shoes?
Maybe.
Okay. See, I don't have a lot of shoes. Now, the sweet Wylene has a lot of shoes. And whenever she gets shoes, I'm always like, you got to already have a pair of black flats. I mean, how many pair of black flats does a person need?
They're different.
I know they're all
occasions.
Different styles. Yeah. But still, in my mind, a black flat's a black flat. So let's not get a black flat. But I don't tell her that. I just say it on a podcast that she listens
to. Right. And
to.
Then she's going to listen. And the next thing you know, you're going to get evil eye. You're like, oh, I'm sorry. Do I have too many black flats in the house? Why don't you go hang out with your little t-shirt carousel. See if you can find a new one on there.
It's kind of like the ones at the grocery store. Not the grocery store, but the store. If you go get clothes, mm-hmm. it's a round thing and you can hide in the middle. You can hide in the middle of it if you wanted to.
That seems like it takes up a lot of space.
It doesn't. It's not completely round. It would be oblong,
okay.
I guess. You know, oval. Little
and
bit.
It just hangs out in a room? Does it have its own room?
It's got wheels on it. It's got a rack. It's like a rack.
Yeah, but where do you keep it?
Just right there in the other room, right behind
okay,
the door.
Okay, so it is in a room. Has to be somewhere. Just doesn't like self-populate.
Uh-huh.
Like it's Harry Potter. Where's my shirt carousel? Bitty boo.
All right. So I'm going to try to do a different shirt every podcast this
year. Try it. Maybe you'll try. Maybe you'll go deep cuts and you'll find one that you haven't worn in forever that all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I love this one. I forgot about this and I love it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure I have those. Some of them I keep and I don't know why. And everybody can attest to that. It's a shirt that doesn't fit right. You know, it's like too tight in the back area.
But it's what got sentimental value?
No, not at all.
Then what the hell? Bye.
I think eventually I'll lose some of that back fat and be able to, it'll be more comfortable. It's kind of that, you know.
Yeah, because you really want to lose weight to fit into t-shirts. Like t-shirts are the last thing that you're like, you know what? I'm holding on to this because I might lose weight. Jeans, sure. A cocktail dress, I get it. Like an expensive shirt or something like that. Yeah, you hold on to that in the vain hope that one day you'll be able to like squeeze back into it again. But a t-shirt?
Yeah. Buddy. Isn't that weird? All I wear is shorts and t-shirts and sweats. I have pants that I don't wear. I have button-up shirts that I obviously don't wear. But the jeans thing's another thing. I just hate jeans. I don't wear a belt. So there's that.
How do you go out with your wife? She's a professional. She's like a high-end professional.
I'll put them on when I need to, and I always complain. It's like, it's weird because she got me, she knows I don't like belts, right? Mm-hmm. So she got me this, I would call it like a suspender type belt. So they don't wear like a suspender. They actually go in the belt loop.
Okay.
And they don't, and they fasten, you know, those, what are those things called that are, that the belt goes into the thing? Oops.
The hoop. The belt loops?
Yeah, the loops. So they fasten to the two loops so you can't see it in the front. And then it it's like an elastic type thing that you tighten down. It's kind of like a – it's like a
– like if you were a toddler.
Like a tux. Like a tux. Not a toddler. Like a tux type thing. So anyway, I have that. So I never have to take that belt off. I can even wash it with it on if I wanted to. So I have that. That I wear, and I have like six pairs of jeans, and I have some other hiking type clothes that I would wear, but I this is getting boring, isn't it?
This is just insane. I can't imagine, like, I just can't imagine having like one. I mean, you basically have like a bike with one speed. Like that's
it. Yeah, I do.
Like, I mean, fashion wise, I'm used to like a 10 speed bike. Like today, is it sweats? Is it, you know, like a suit? Where are you going? What are we doing? Who are we hanging out with?
I'm sweats every day. I'm sweats all the time, except for when it comes to, you know, warmer weather. Then I'm gym shorts. I got gym shorts. I don't even go to the gym. I need to call them something else.
Sweat shorts.
Slob wear.
Short
this
pants.
Is slob wear is what it is. But yeah, I don't know. I think you're right. And it's funny that you said that about my shirt. Cause you have seen it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I mean, but we spend a lot of time together. So they're to be, you know, I mean, to give you some slack, like it's not, we see each other in most of the same clothes cause we're seeing each other almost every day. So there is that. I mean,
well, yeah, I mean,
you're going to have still, a natural repeat of things.
Yeah, but still, it's like, I wonder what people think, because I do wear that red Interlude shirt a lot.
Probably I just people think that you don't have a lot of clothes, which the way you dress makes it seem like you don't. But the way you talk about what's in your house, it's different than how you dress. Because what you're describing with a carousel and drawers full of, nobody's seen any of this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I packed away a bunch of it, you know, and I put it in a box and I said to the sweet Wylene, if I do not open this box in a year, I'm just going to take this box and donate it.
How many years?
Because then I obviously didn't need it. What?
I said, how many years ago was that?
No, I opened it up after a year. I did. I opened it up and I looked at all these shirts and I said, why would I pack this shirt up? Why would I pack this shirt up? So I kept them all.
God.
Yeah, I know. It's a weird deal. It's weird. I don't quite understand it, but yeah, but then I wore only the same old clothes. Same old clothes. I wore the same old stuff.
Treat yourself. Go ahead and dress up for you. Just for you.
I will say when I dressed up, I put like a flannel coat on type deal. That's a weird look. It doesn't look good with sweatpants, but I didn't care. I went out anyway. But I walked downstairs and I saw that glimmer in Wylene's eye. Like, ooh, look at you. You look nice. So maybe that's what
she is. She has been worn down.
No.
Down.
Maybe
down.
That's you
come down in a flannel jacket. She's like, what? Are we going to the Academy Awards? Why are you so dressed up? Is there a funeral I forgot about?
All that. I have all these clothes. I should just sell them is what I should do. Happy hour. Did you catch any of the happy hour news? They're saying it's fallen down. It's fallen apart.
No.
Yeah. They're saying the days of happy hour is becoming a thing of the past.
Why? Uh-huh. It's the best.
It's been all over the news today. It's because less people are drinking alcohol. They're drinking mock cocktails, right? Also, a lot of people, they still work from home. They're, you know, not everyone works from home, but
all the more reason to do happy hour because then you get out and see people.
Well, that's just it. They don't. That's kind of how they broke it down. They said that you're not with work people all the time. Mm-hmm. So you'd kind of disconnect on that level a little bit before you'd be like working with each other and you'd be like, hey, let's go grab a beer real quick after when I hit happy hour, then you just go on the way home. That's down 44%, by the way. People since 2019.
Buddy.
COVID ruined it. So yeah, happy hour. They're trying
bring
to do
back.
I know, and you know what? There was some restaurateurs or tours or whatever you call them, mm-hmm, that are saying that they're kind of concerned. They said it's really hard to make money on just food. It's very difficult.
Oh, yeah, you make a lot of
margin.
Booze.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Booze is a huge profit margin.
They said they're concerned. They're like, we just don't know what to do. So a lot of these places are starting to do, I think we've seen it too, like bingo, to try to get people out. I mean, mostly these mocktail people are going great.
Oh, my
must
gosh.
Be getting.
What are the girls up to?
Yeah, I think somebody's oh my God. I think someone must be delivering a shirt.
A shirt. A new shirt that I will not wear. It will get tucked away in a box that I'll open in here and be like, why'd I put that in there?
That's Tequila and Remy. My guard dogs. Oh, give me a break. Give me
guarding
a break.
Guarding your house full of t-shirts.
Well, it's hard to get mad at an animal for barking. You know, because it's, you know, it's protecting the house. And I sometimes they bark, you know, because Tequila sounds like a seal. And when it's nonstop sometimes because it's just like a UPS truck Molly drove by.
Okay.
And they barked at the truck. If the UPS or Amazon people show up or even park nearby, they see that vehicle, they're barking at it. For some reason, they do not like Amazon. The UPS is fairly new. They never used to bark at that guy. I figured it was just the outfit because of the blue, because not the UPS, but the Amazon and the mailman, for some reason, they don't like them. I don't quite get it. I mean, maybe I guess I could take them outside when they show up.
And, so they could maul the poor employee. I think they appreciate the fact that you keep them locked up.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, back to happy hour. So they're trying to figure out things. Bingo. Just board games. They're having snack. The one thing that's taken off mine, I thought of you, is snack type thing. So basically,
That was always the big thing with happy hour was that there were happy hour specials. So like you could get you know, cheap burgers or like chips and guac or something like that. Like that was always, because when I worked at a restaurant, we had a happy hour and it was slammed. People would come in because they were getting you know, basically the restaurant's food for half price.
Yes.
For 2 hours. I mean, so it's like, go ahead, order yourself a $12 burger that you're getting for $6. Why wouldn't you? I mean,
yeah, I know.
We were slammed.
I do remember there being, and I'm sure there's other places that there actually are. I was just recently at the one down in the Blackstone, and they had like free popcorn. Remember that's they used sad. To have free nuts on the bar and stuff like that.
Free popcorn. Good God. That's like so sad. We got free popcorn.
No, like, it's good. Free is delicious. And I think they got popcorn. Rid of the nuts because of people's hands, you know, we just didn't care.
I think allergies was the big one.
Yeah, the allergies.
Focus up.
Oh my God. I apologize for anyone that can hear that. I don't even know if anyone can hear it. I know I can. So,
no, we can hear this, it, but it's fine.
This whole episode's been about me and my weirdness so far.
Uh huh. Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. Getting to know me. I guess you could
all
say.
All those shirts. Well, I mean, I'm a fan of happy hour on account of the fact that I love, I mean, a drink deal. You had me at drink deal. Uh-huh. I love drink deals. Like if you show up at a restaurant, like I love it when it's like you go to places and they're like, Tuesdays is half price wine night. I'm like,
oh, I love it.
I love it. I'm like, bring me over the wine list. We are going to be getting it on tonight. Like I love that. Or, you know, like you go to some place and they're like, tonight's $5 martinis. I'm like, queue up the Uber. I plan on making a full evening of this.
These mocktails, I just can't get into it.
No, I mean, if I'm going to have the sugar, if I'm going to do it, then let's just drink. I mean, for me.
Because mocktails has no alcohol in it, correct? That's what it is. Right. Mocktails.
Why, it's
yeah.
a mocktail.
Yeah. I just can't do it. I just doesn't interest me. I think it's a phase.
It's called water. Or juice.
I think it's a phase. I think it's a phase.
I don't think so.
These kids are going through. They're like, ooh, look at me. Look at me. I'm being clean and
the health
sober
benefits of drinking. It's vilified more and more. I mean, there is scientific evidence to back up the fact that it is not good for you. Like,
well, they just came out, Molly, they just came out with the new food pyramid. Have you seen that?
More meat.
You eat more meat and ready for this for the first time. They used to say 2 drinks for men, less for women. Now it's off the table. Because of this, they said, when people drink, they socialize. And if you're not socializing, that could be bad for your mental health. So they took it off the list. They're not, it's not even on there saying, hey, you know, you should only drink 2 drinks, which I was blown away. I couldn't even believe that.
Wait, so they're telling you should drink no drinks?
No, to go ahead and drink. They're not going to say, they're not limiting it. Like they did before. They're not.
Red meat, drink as much as you want. Yes. Who's in charge
it's
of the health department?
Upside down
right now?
World. I know. It was the upside down world.
They're like red meat, sugar, processed fats. Yeah. Go for it. The world's burning anyway. You might as well enjoy
that's
it.
That's what they
pour
said.
Pour yourself that double bourbon.
Yeah, and drink because it's social and we want it. We understand that now. So I guess the mocktails are, I mean, if you're still being social and going out and playing, you know, bingo, which is a fun game, by the way, you know, and hitting up the bars, that's great.
What do you think your weekly booze budget is though?
I don't know. I don't want to know. That's like asking me when I smoked, how many cigarettes I smoked, how much money I spent in my lifetime. I don't want to know that.
No, I'm just curious because that's one of the big things when people are, you know, like cutting back on drinking. It's sort of like the same thing as like cutting back on.
Expensive, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm not talking about mocktails. I'm talking about cutting out alcohol. Like, no, I don't. This isn't anything about mocktails. This is just like, hey, I drink. I'm doing dry January. I'm not drinking. What's that bill coming to at the end of the month? What are you holding back? What are you saving by not boozing it up? Because I mean, I notice a difference just from when I go to the store. You know, like usually you go to the store, you pick up a couple bottles of wine for the week. You know, you're like, oh, okay, well, we're going to have Italian one night. I guess we'll have a bottle of red, blah, blah, blah. I haven't done that in weeks. And it's like so crazy. You know, you get up to the register, you're like, oh, yeah.
Guess definitely cheaper.
Like,
I'll bet. I don't know. Yeah, for sure. Because, I mean, also, I mean, if you're going out and drinking, you're going to probably be eating poorly and stuff. I don't want to add up those numbers, Molly.
Yeah, you're so really skirting around.
Don't ask
me. Well, I mean, what tequila do you drink?
Whichever I like to sip on at the moment. It just depends.
I mean, do you have a brand?
I like Hornitos. I like to drink some Hornitos for some reason. I like that brand, but I like it all. I like it all. It's just what I really feel like treating myself to at the moment. It's kind of bizarre because it's like if you drink the Blanco, right, and then say you want to sip on a Reposado, it changes the flavor profile a little bit, almost to the point where like, ew. I mean, it's almost startling because you're
yeah,
numb.
It's very different. Yeah,
it's different.
I mean, it's the difference between like if you were going from like Bacardi white rum to all of a sudden like the darker spiced rum, like that's a complete 180. I mean, that's
there's so many different tequilas. There's so many different. Now, I don't go for the super expensive. That's like a treat. If I go for a super expensive one, but yeah, I stick with the like the mid level brands.
It Are you a expensive. Blanco or Reposado guy then?
Reposado, I'm that guy right there. If I drink añejo, I drink slower because it's got a different type of flavor to it for some reason. At least that's what I'm saying. Last time I said that to my Manuel, my brother-in-law, he pointed at the bottle and he goes, "It doesn't look like it."
He's like, "Huh? Bottle says different." You're like, "Well, the bottle can't talk and it should shut its mouth. Bottle is going to find itself back on the shelf." Yeah, empty.
Yes.
Really empty. Showing it.
But yeah, there's that. So anyway, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've done dry January before, and same thing like you said, you notice the price immediately.
That's the only thing I'm noticing on account of the fact that, because I do all the grocery shopping, right? Yeah. And so, you know, when I'm doing my, you know, shop, a lot of times, like I'll shop sales. So if there's like a good, hey, buy 6 bottles, get 15% off. I mean, I'll buy 6 bottles of wine. It doesn't mean I'm going to drink 6 bottles of wine in a week or even 2 weeks, but I know that it's got a shelf life. Like it's going to be fine. But it's interesting. Like I haven't been doing that, you know? And so all of a sudden you get up there, you're like, huh.
Would you be doing dry January if you didn't get sick with that that throat deal?
No, I was going to do dry January, but I was more concerned about like, I was like, this is not going to be fun. You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
I was more like, I was like, it was going to be a slog, but I was going to do it. Cause Peter and I talked, my husband and I talked about it, about doing it. And so I was like, well, if it was just me, I would have been like, whatever. Bye. Peace out. Let's have a glass of wine. But I mean, when you're in it with a partner, when you've got like somebody to be accountable to, it makes a difference. You know,
I don't know if I can agree with that because Wylene doesn't drink.
Wylene's like, I wish we had a partnership like that. What's that like, Molly? Being in a partnership?
That's a different type of partnership. So anyway,
no. Yeah. So, but being sick, obviously, I mean, that took a whole week. I mean, that was like
that helps.
A week free. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I almost feel like I need to tack on a week in February on account of the fact that like I basically slept for a week.
Well, but it still counts.
Yes.
You could just keep going, you know,
I mean, I mean, the big thing is that, I mean, we have a dinner party coming up in a week or two.
All right.
And I will drink at that. Cause we're having our friends over that we went to Napa with. I'm not having wine with our Napa friends.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
We only lived once.
Okay.
You guys, dry January, I couldn't possibly. It's like, no.
I know.
I mean, Lent, I get Lent because you're like, I made a commitment to God. but like dry January, who am I making a commitment to?
Yeah, it's just a reset.
January.
Yeah, it's a reset for a lot of people that you get more sleep, you get, I don't know, better skin, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know myself. It's been a year since I tried. Maybe I'll try
it.
You
could do February. Hey. It's a short month.
Dry February, huh?
Yeah, but the problem is a Super Bowl and you've got Valentine's Day.
It's cutting down. It's cutting down. That's the important part.
How's that working out for you? How's that bottle telling you?
Bottle talks. Bottle talks.
Shut up, bottle. The bottle's talking back. I think you've had enough of the bottle.
I think so. All right, we're going to wrap. We're going to get out of here. We'll be back on Friday. Make sure you hit us up and get some merch. Go support the show. Get some merch. Yes. And by the way, if you guys know, I should start this conversation at the beginning of the podcast, but if you guys have any businesses or anyone that'd like to help out with the show and sponsor the show, we're always looking for partners. We'll, of course, do you guys really good. For sure. That's what we do. So yeah, just reach out to us and, let's keep this boat afloat, shall we? All right. We're out of here. See you on Friday. Do yourself good. Squirrel.